This is just amazing. We stuck this in this afternoon just to see where it would go. And as Brother Kurt Weaver called me, and you can sit down then. And I said, "Oh, Kurt, we just need to get you in here at least to get the process going, because I believe, Kurt, this is part of the mandate of the Church of Jesus Christ today." And so I appreciate you starting this dialogue with me to help us pastors understand our need to radically challenge our people to change their world for better. And so God bless you, my dear brother.
Thank you very much, Pastor Weaver. We have the same name, Weaver and Weaver. All right, so we're probably related somehow. Right, Mel? But then also today, Pastor Martin came in here, and I know his son, Vaughn Martin, from many, many years ago, 20-plus years ago, we hung out. So there's a lot of wonderful connections here. And then also, Seth Lucas was one of our interns this past summer of a Pennsylvania Family Institute. You know, Matthew 28, we're talking about Matthew 28 this week. Jesus says this. Before he gets to the commission part, he says, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me." Right? And then he says this, "Go therefore." So Jesus starts with, "I have authority. It's been given to me by the Father, heaven and earth." And then he tells his disciples to go therefore. And, of course, to go and to baptize, make disciples, baptize, and teach them to observe all that he commanded. And then I love this part, and he says this at the end, "And I am with you always." So missions, then, as we're talking about this week, could be summed up by gospel-centered work in our world. And you've heard and you will hear many ways in which we are called to impact our world with the truth of the gospel. And so you know this, it takes many hands to do that, many organizations, as you hear, wonderful organizations, work being done all over the world, and it takes lots of funding to do the work that Jesus has called us to do. And so as the church, as God's people, we link arms, and we want to see ministries encouraged, ministries flourishing, churches growing and flourishing, not just in this nation, not just in Pennsylvania, but all over the world. But again, it takes all of us coming together and working together. It takes many hands, the body of Christ Jesus, coming to the hands, the feet, the head, the eyes, working together. Well, Pennsylvania Family Institute, we're doing that here in the state of Pennsylvania. Our mission here is to see Pennsylvania, where God is honored, religious freedom flourishes, families thrive, and life is cherished. And we desire to have a state and, of course, a nation where the gospel is free to advance and where Christians are free to practice their religion. Maybe you remember back in 2014, we worked on a case that went to the Supreme Court of the United States, Hobby Lobby. How many of you remember the Hobby Lobby case, right? Well, our client, Conestoga Wood Specialties, was joined in on that case, and we represented them, Pennsylvania Family Institute, our law division. And Hobby Lobby, Conestoga Wood Specialties, and other Christian-owned companies were mandated by the government through the Affordable Health Care Act to provide contraceptives to their employees that would be abortive. This went against their religious conscience. Both of these organizations held very strong sanctity of life beliefs. Now, the wonderful thing is, praise God, we won at the Supreme Court. We won the Supreme Court back in 2014, right? And we praise God for that. But listen, there is still a lot of work to do. In fact, there's an important case coming up here December 5th. It's the Jack Phillips case, the Masterpiece Baker. And that is going to the Supreme Court, and it's very important. In fact, this might be the court case of our decade. Because what's happening is our religious freedom is being challenged in this world. And as an organization, if we want to see God honored, if we want to see nonprofits that are doing work, ministry work, mission work around the world flourish, if we want to see churches being able to hold to their biblical convictions, the authority of God's word, and business owners able to run their businesses in a way that is in line with their own conscience, then it is important for us to stand up in a courageous way, but in a gracious way. Gracious courage. And stand up. We're not going to be slinging mud at one another. But God's given us this country. God's given us this state for us to stand up as Christians and say, listen, we love people. We love all people. God's called us to love our neighbor as we love ourselves. But we also have a higher authority, God's authority, right? To live a life that's in step with biblical morality and biblical values. And God's given us a wonderful country where we have a voice. Now, there's a lot of people out there trying to silence our voices, right? Right? They really are. God doesn't want the church to be silent. We have to be good stewards with what He's given us. He's given us this particular government that we have, and we have a say. And God wants to be honored through our lives. And so we have to be courageous, we have to be gracious. But we can't allow the world to kick us to the curb and say, you don't have a voice. Right? Now, again, I'll say it again. We need to be gracious and kind and loving. Unfortunately, both sides of the aisle are getting nasty. And we see it all over the place. And that is not what the Lord has called us to do. He called us to love. Now, I'm going to play a little clip with Jack Phillips. I'm going to make this quick. Jack Phillips, you're going to see Jack Phillips, and here's what you're going to notice about Jack Phillips. Even though he's standing up for religious freedom in this world, you're going to see a gospel heart in this man. So enjoy this little video. If you want, you can go see this video online, Alliance for Defending Freedom. The audio was a little hard to hear there. But, yeah, I mean, God's using this case, I think, to protect our religious freedoms and be praying for Jack Phillips, be praying for his lawyers, be praying for us as we join in on this case. This is going to be a litmus test on where we might be going as a country here come this December, and it's an important case that I want you to be aware of and be praying for. But currently, we're also active in this state in battling the Holocaust in this state called abortion, and our goal is to see abortion eradicated someday. Much like slavery was in this country and was practiced for how many years? I think abortion too. I think we can be praying that we can come to a place where we can eradicate this. And so we hope to do that. We're making some strides in that area with putting particular bans. I don't know if you saw that, you know, the House, State House, I mean the Federal House representatives put a ban on abortion, 20 weeks instead of 24 weeks, so saving thousands and thousands of babies because of that. We're also engaged in standing up for students around our state for personal privacy in their school's bathroom facilities. Now, I'm sure you don't have to deal with that because you're homeschooled, but unfortunately, there's a lot of students here in our state who are in public schools. Because of some of the things that are happening, some of the protections that are given to gender orientation and gender identity, where students no longer have the privacies that they once had here in the state. So we're engaged in that in the court systems, and we're engaged in protecting religious rights of business community, the nonprofit community, and the church. And we do this by a number of different ways. We're located in Harrisburg. So we do it by lobbying our lawmakers right there on the Hill. We do it by representing individuals and businesses and religious organizations in the courts. And we do it by working together. And I'll end with this. As Ronald Reagan once aptly stated, by working together, pooling our resources, and building on our strengths, we can accomplish great things. And listen, that is our goal. By working together, we can accomplish great things for the glory of God. And so three things you can do. One, pray. Be a prayer warrior. I know many of you are. But continue to pray. I'm looking at calling pastors to pray for their elected officials, going to their district offices, not lobbying them, but going and sitting with them and praying for them. Can you consider if we do that all across the state, what that might say to the watching world? Again, the gracious courage to step in and to pray. And then two, be a good citizen. Be a good citizen by voting. Your vote counts. By connecting with your representatives. In Reading High School, we were able to stop. They were going to put Planned Parenthood in the Reading High School. And so we really rallied the troops up. We got people involved, and people started to contact that school board. And one school board official said, I got over 580 emails this past week telling me not to put Planned Parenthood in this school. And he voted against it, praise God. And we won there in Reading High School. They turned that down. And then also be a partner. Be a partner in helping in our events, or be a partner financially. Again, like Reagan said, pulling our resources to accomplish great things. Those are the three things. So thank you for allowing me to be here. Thank you, Pastor Weaver. And then downstairs, we have a little booth. You can check out some of the things that we have. We have this thing called Extreme, helping people understand what Planned Parenthood really does do. Don't find out what Planned Parenthood does through the media. Okay, because they're skewing it a certain way. And then also defend my privacy, speaking about privacy when it comes to students in high schools. And then you guys should be attending City on the Hill. We do a worldview camp for teenagers to help the next generation to think biblically about the things in our world. Listen, a lot of people say, I don't want to get political. I don't want to be political. And I say, listen, it's not about being political. It's about being biblical. Are you thinking about our world? Are you thinking about the issues biblically? Throw out politics, okay? Think biblically. What does the Bible have to say about the things going on in our world? And then we also have some information down there about our organization. Make sure you grab some of this stuff when you're downstairs. And thank you very much for allowing me to be here.
Give him a hand. Amen. He's going to drop some of these back, but I feel...